Joe, long time coming. You've had your hand on a lot of balls. We've got your first interception of the year against the Houston Texans there. Mm-hmm. Talk about what happened on that play, because you basically covered the entire field. You started off on the left side of the formation against DeAndre Hopkins. What kind of a coverage were you guys in there?
We were in a man single high coverage, and we actually were running so fast, they were just up-tempoing it. So I just knew I had my man. I had to play off and just play good eye discipline. He ran an over route, and I saw the ball coming from a while. I got to play it because I saw the ball when he released it. So I was running with him, and it was a similar play like when Antonio Brown in the end zone, and I got to jump up and knock the ball down. The thing was with this one, I was like, you know what? I have to get the interception. I'm going to try to jump over this dude and give him and make the pick. So I got was able to time my jump because
you were kind of like right behind him. So he was like right here.
When you're right behind him, and you see when you see the ball in the air, the best thing is when you're a DB, the thing that you want is to be able to see the ball released at like the same time as the receiver.
Sure.
So I kind of felt like on those plays, you can turn into the receiver. So I'm running for it, and I just feel like I was ready. I saw him in front of me, and I knew if I just timed my jump, I'd be able to try to jump over his head.
So you jumped over his head, you got it up in the air, and then he still had to make the play.
Yeah.
Once you saw it in the air, did you know you were going to get it once you got the first tip?
But for the first tip, I wasn't trying to tip it. I was trying to pick
catch it.
So then when I went over and I seen that flipped in the air, then I was like, all right, just catch the ball.
And I liked it too. And then he got up and tried to knock it out of your hand.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, I don't
whatever,
care.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. Refkey's blowing the whistle.
Yeah, and that was an interesting play, though, because you don't often see two corners convergent because Buster was trying to chase it down from underneath, and then you had him over the top. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good one. Buster was like, I should have tipped it to him. I was like, but I knew you
You're like, I already did that. I already did that once this year for Dante, yes. So good interception there. Obviously, you guys did a good job against the receivers in this game. They ran the ball pretty effectively.
Yeah.
But you got another tall test coming up in Atlanta next week. Julio Jones and Roddy White, one of the best tandems in the league. What kind of challenges do they present?
Big challenges, and especially they have a great quarterback in Matt Ryan that can make all the throws, and he's a really, really good quarterback. I think with Julio, he's big, strong, fast. I mean, I played him back in Alabama when I was at Florida. He's one of the best with him and AJ, you know. So it's going to be a big test for us, but we're ready for it.
Well, if you treat him like you treat AJ Green, things will be just fine on Sunday. Now, speaking of big receivers, we get one back, Josh Gordon. What does he mean to this offense and this team?
I mean, just having somebody like him is just a big, deep, vertical threat. You know, like an AJ, like a Calvin, you can't really replace them with one player. I mean, our wide receivers now are doing a really good job of catching the ball and getting open. But with somebody in Josh's caliber, just being able to get vertical, and you can't just put one corner on them. You have to make sure that you got the safety leaning over to that way. So it makes sure that you can't have you can't stack your box.
Right, so that's going to help the Browns run game
as well.
And hopefully we'll be making plays when you guys get back to work against the Atlanta Falcons. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thank you.